Trumpelettes, fine, fine trumpelettes right there. Easing us on out here. Jesus traveled this road before. You know he did. Sons of David, I'm going to tell you real quick so we can squinch it in here. Wonderful Jesus, we heard the Sensational Six and their wonderful take on Hank Williams' I Saw the Light. Soul Stirring, Cannoneer, Stranger in the City. We heard the great meditation singers. I've been buked. I've been scorned. Spiritual stars. Some glad morning. I'll fly away. A wonderful arrangement of that. Sensational Golding Stars with Chicago. I've been born again. Made a song about it. Trumpelettes. Jesus traveled this road before. Thanks to each and every one of you tuning in once again here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. I want to extend our thanks to the mighty gospel friends, gospel knuckleheads. Everybody take care. Keep it tuned to WFMU. The radio COVID vaccine, WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Hang in there, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Well, anyway, anyway, I bless my Lord. Say, you know how?
I'll be satisfied.
Satisfied.
I'll be satisfied.
Anyway, Lord. Anyway, you bless my Lord. Lord,
I'll be
satisfied. Bless my father, bless my little sister, Lord. Well, too. Said any way, oh Lord, no. Say, you know,
I'll be
satisfied.
Yeah.
his bed of affliction.
You bless me, Lord.
Tell me that he raised his eyes up to the sky. Say, I know the Lord. Put these afflictions upon me. And I know the Lord. Take them away. Tell me when Daniel was in the lion's den. Say, Daniel wasn't worried. Because the Lord blessed him. To tell me when the three Hebrew children walking through the fire.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Just make love. Come on, you can dance.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day.
I don't want you sad and blue. I just wanna make
ooh, love you now, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you.
WFMU. My name is Matt Fiveash. That was Etta James, recorded live at the New Era Club in Nashville, Tennessee, 1963. Doing a number from the Willie Dixon hymnal there. I Just Want to Make Love to You. Joe Hill Lewis He's the king of the jungle. They call him the Tiger Man. You may be more familiar with the equally great version of by Rufus Thomas. Here on the program, we hold both versions in more or less equal esteem. And at the top of the set, at the top of the show, Roy Smek with the Tiger Rag. Are you detecting a theme here? Yes, it's the year of the tiger. The Lunar New Year's Day was yesterday. So happy New Year's. Hey, the celebrity death cavalcade continues unabated. And a couple days ago, we lost Sam Lay. If I did a tribute to everybody who died on this show, I wouldn't have time to do anything else. But this is important. This is the kind of guy we try to highlight here. There were so many great Chicago drummers from that era. You got your Fred Belo, Clifton James, Odie Payne, Earl Phillips. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Sam Lay was kind of the last of those guys. Maybe a bit, little bit better known than others to the sort of broader rock audience, by virtue of his being in the Butterfield Blues Band. But anyway, just a monstrous drummer. You know, a lot of those old Chicago records, it takes you a while to realize that what gives them so much of their power is the drumming, you know, because you lose sight of it just because of all the stuff that's out front, like the harmonicas and the guitars and the voices. But so anyway, we're going to do a set here. This is all stuff that... I think I've done my due diligence and accurately discovered that Sam Lay is on all of these. And here's some stuff with Sam Lay on it that highlights his drumming a little bit as we say goodbye to the great Sam Lay. Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
I don't want it. You broke my heart. You shouldn't have done it, you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said our love was slowly dying. Beg you, baby, baby, please, turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And I wanna know, and I wanna know, I wanna know, and I wanna know. Hey! I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, baby, make things all right. Beg you, baby, baby, please, turn on your light and let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Hey! A little bit higher, a little bit higher. A little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And I wanna know. And I wanna know. And I wanna know. And I wanna know. Hey! Without a warning, you broke my heart. You shouldn't have done it. You tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said our love was slowly dying. Baby, 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 please, turn on your light and let it shine on me. Hey! A little bit higher, a little bit higher. A little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And I wanna know, and I've gotta know, and I wanna know.
Sure look good, but don't mean to stay. shake that ghetto on a face.
Sam Lay was my original, I want to be him, my original fashion icon, more than any other single musical performer.
Thank you. you shake that thing, I said, shake. Shake that thing. I said, you shake.
Little sampling of the work of the late great drummer Sam Lay. Finishing up, Lightnin' Hopkins recorded at the Newport Folk Festival, accompanied only by Sam Lay on the drums. And I don't know, I didn't unlike some of these guys out there, I didn't do my own research. I didn't check, but I think that might be the same Newport Festival as the Bob Dylan thing, because what else would Sam Lay have been doing there, right? Lightnin' Hopkins with Sam Lay on drums. Shake that thing for that magic Sam. Man, no bad versions of that one from Magic Sam. Real showstopper called Looking Good, recorded live at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, 1969. Sam Lay on drums, of course. Before that, Bob Dylan with Maggie's Farm from the infamous Dylan Goes Electric and Gets Booed gig at Newport. You can't hear the booing on that recording, but apparently it was real. A pretty unhip decision, if you ask me, to boo that. They were smoking. And, and there's the possibly apocryphal story where an LSD-crazed Pete Seeger took an axe and, after the performance, chopped off guitarist Mike Bloomfield's head. Hey, speaking of Mike Bloomfield, it was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Screamin'. Sam Lay, of course, their drummer. Co-anchoring the rhythm section with Billy Boy Arnold's brother, Jerome Arnold. So how about that? And Howlin' Wolf with Shake For Me in the course of getting ready for this show. I waded through a lot of unreliable information on the internet and on some of those chess compilations from the 80s. But I was able to conclude that Sam Lay is on a number of those good Howlin' Wolf sides from the early 60s. It's disputed whether he's on Killing Floor, but he's on Shake For Me, he's on Little Red Rooster, Ain't Superstitious. Just a handful of them, but good ones. He was somewhat under-recorded in the golden era. I guess he was a little younger than the other guys. And then at the top of the set, it was the James Cotton Blues Band from the Verve Forecast LP. Doing a killer version of Turn On Your Love Light. And pretty prominent drum sound on that one. So anyway, Sam Lay, he did what he did. What have you done? Hey, you know, there's been a campaign going for quite a while to rename the Williamsburg Bridge here in New York City after Sonny Rollins, who famously took a sabbatical and would practice up there on the pedestrian walkway. And the petition's got like thousands and thousands of signatures, and it's I think it's getting close to reaching some kind of landmark where whoever's in charge takes these kind of things seriously. So if you want to find out all about this campaign and sign the petition, go to... Oh, wait, what is it? I got it here. Hold on. SonnyRollinsBridge.net, and you can find everything you need there. And also, there's a beautiful piece in the Guardian a couple of weeks ago about Sonny Rollins, his self-imposed exile from showbiz, playing on the bridge with reminiscences from Sonny himself. I will post a link to that on the playlist for today's show at WFMU.org. Really encourage everyone to read it. So yeah, we got time for a couple more. Here is Sonny Rollins on Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
Thank you. in here wondering which way to go. My baby's left me like she did before. It's so confusing, 'cause I'm all alone. I can't live without my baby, but still my baby's gone. Got up one morning, about the break of day, I saw the taxi when it rolled away. It had my baby. She left me on my own. I can't live without my baby, but still my baby's gone. And go out with the tide. Without my baby, life is suicide. I can't continue in this world alone. I can't live without my baby, but still my baby's gone.
He got a letter that morning. I rang it red. Said, hurry, hurry, girl, you love is dead. You say, hurry, hurry, 'cause the gal you love is dead. Well, he drowned up his suitcase, took off down the road. When he got there, she ran on a cooling board. He grabbed his suitcase and he took out down the road. Got to lay half down judgment day. He walked the floor and he looked down in her face. He said, good old girl, got to lay head in judgment day. Go back to 10,000 people standing around the burying ground. They didn't know what to love. Let her down. Look like a centaur standing around the burying ground. Yeah, didn't know that he loved her until he began to let her down. Yes, I fall up my arms. I slowly walked away. I said, finally, all right, honey, I'll see you in judgment day. I see you. didn't have no blues. I wasn't satisfied. I went in my room. Yeah, I sat down and cried. I said, it ain't no blues. And I just wasn't satisfied. You know, it didn't feel so bad. Till the good Lord sung me down. I didn't have a soul to throw arms around. I didn't feel bad until the good Lord sung me down. I said I didn't have a soul to throw my arms around. You know I cried last night, all that night before. I'm gonna save my way of living. I cried last night, that's me all I done before. I said, my chin, my way of living, and I saw I wanted to cry no more. You know, I thought I'd never love but four women in my life, my mother and my sister, my kid gal and my wife. I thought I'd never love the four women in my life. I said my mother and my sister, my kid girl and my wife.
Been rooting in my backyard. I'm dirty groundhog. Been rooting in my backyard. And the way he roots, he sure broke my heart. Every morning, and he roots late at night. He roots every morning, and he roots late at night. And the way my baby treats me, he must be rooting all right. And if I see him, gonna tell you what I'm going to do. And if I see him, I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. Gonna take my knife, cut it root red hate in two. But I thought it was rooting right straight down. I know it was rooting, but I thought it was rooting right straight down. When I come to find out, he was rooting all the way around.
Yeah, Yeah, Weekly World Blues does not endorse that kind of violence against our rodent brothers and sisters, but it is Groundhog Day after all, so we heard Ramblin' Thomas getting the last word there with the Groundhog Blues. Son House with the Death Letter Blues. Percy Mayfield really giving us to us straight there. Life is Suicide, and at the top of the set, Sonny Rollins. Yes, Music and Wonderful Roses. Till There Was You. Once again, if you go to sonnyrollinsbridge.net, you can get involved.
Bye. Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. I'm Mr. Fine Wine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. Special show tonight. I kind of offhandedly threw out this promise a few weeks ago to do a food show. And I'm doing it tonight. All food records on tonight's show. Originally, I had this high concept idea of kind of grouping them into courses, like starting with a set of appetizers, moving on to main courses, throwing in some side dishes somewhere. Well, I'm not going to do that. It was too complicated. But still, it's going to be great. All kinds of mouth-watering goodies. Because I'm not grouping them in courses, there might be some unappetizing juxtapositions of foods. If you have a weak stomach, consider this your trigger warning. Here are the Emersons.